It's truly spring. The jasmine is blooming. Intoxicating it is. The birds are singing. My next guest is asking that we too throw out our inhibitions and sing for spring. Maybe you're a shower singer, or you hum lullabies to your children. Perhaps you've gone all out already and you're in a band or a choir, or you're among the many of us who flatly say, I just can't sing. Soprano Tanya de Jong was also told she couldn't sing. Tanya is founder of Creativity Australia and creator of the With One Voice Choir program, which has launched a campaign. It's called Sing for Spring, and she joins us this morning on Life Matters. Welcome, Tanya.
Welcome.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Many,
I'm swimming in the rain.
Yeah. Many would be in the I can't sing camp. What's your argument for the importance of simply singing despite what others tell you or what you tell yourself?
Look, about 85% of people have been told by their parents, teachers, kids, or partner they can't sing, and their voices have literally been silenced. And singing is something tribal. It's something we were all born to do. We were given a voice to express ourselves. And not only that, the neuroscience of singing shows that when we sing with other people, we get smarter, healthier, happier, and more creative.
Now, that's quite a claim, and I'm inclined to pull you back and say, what's the evidence?
There's a lot of evidence, actually. There's a lot of studies being done in universities and research institutes all over the world that test groups of people before and after singing sessions, which show that hormones such as oxytocin, the neurotransmitter responsible for pleasure, love and bonding, increases after the singing sessions. And there's also a lot of studies being done on neuroplasticity, which show that people who sing and sing together learn quicker and better than others who actually don't do singing. And then, of course, singing has been shown to improve and help people recover from strokes, Alzheimer's and depression as well.
Yes, well, is there something distinct about singing in a group as distinct from singing on your own?
Mm. Yeah. Yes, well, something about when we sing in a group, our neural pathways connect in new and different ways more when we are with others. And some of the research even shows that when we breathe together, that's very good for us as human beings. But in actual fact, in choirs, people's hearts start to beat together.
Hey?
their hearts start to beat together.
How did they show that?
I don't know. But, yeah, there's a study that showed that people's hearts actually start to beat together.
Curious.
Isn't that beautiful?
I wonder what, it sounds lovely. I wonder what benefit it has. But certainly there's a collective energy and a communal energy that comes from singing in a choir. So singing collectively is at the heart of With One Voice. And Sing for Spring is part of sustaining that program and that charity. What is With One Voice?
So With One Voice is a program that we set up at Creativity Australia, which is a charity, and it brings together people aged 9 to 90 of all faiths, all backgrounds, people like you and I, doctors, lawyers and teachers, with migrants, job seekers and people with depression and disabilities, to come together on a weekly basis, share singing and the neuroscience of singing, share supper and share a wish list, so that anyone in the choir can put their little wish into a wishing well and it gets read out at choir. And it might be, I want help with the resume, I want to get a job, I want someone to walk home with, I want to learn English, I want to find a partner. And about 90% of wishes have been granted by other choir members. So we've literally helped create hundreds of jobs and help people with their resumes, get work experience. We've had weddings and...
I'm just going to get you move English. Just to move to a window if you can, or just because okay. The mobile phone's sounding a little bit crummy there.
So, okay, sorry about that.
That's better. So this is pairing up choir members in the context of singing together to fulfil the wish of a disadvantaged choir member.
Yeah, though it could be someone in the choir like you or I who wants to help someone. That might be our wish, that we actually want to help someone. So in a way, the people who are, I guess, more advantaged in the choirs get as many of their wishes met as those who are less fortunate, because in helping others, we get immense well-being and satisfaction and joy.
Wonderful. What are some of the things that end up on people's wish lists that get fulfilled? Give us some examples.
Well, for example, we have a wonderful girl in the choir called Beth who's got cerebral palsy, and last year she had two wishes. One was to get her first job, so a senior executive from Skilled helped her get her first job at the Royal Show, and then her hours were extended, much to her delight. And then she wanted to stand in public for the first time, so that was another wish, and she had a contraption made, and 2 weeks before Christmas she stood in front of the choir, not a dry eye in the room. This year her wish has been, you know, she always wants to have a little bit of male company because disabled people often, you know, miss that sort of company from the opposite sex. And so each week she wishes to have someone, a male, to feed her supper. And lately she even had a wish to chat with
someone. We might all wish have that wish.
Well, that's true. And, you know, she connected with someone on disabled chat. And, oh, look, we've had, well, as I say, we've had marriages. We've helped a lot of people to connect to employment. Recently, a guy who'd been in the choir for a long time got employment with an aged care service provider. A number of the migrants who couldn't speak English at all now speak English, and instead of sitting just with the other Chinese people, they come and they talk with all of us. It's just like a weekly miracle, really.
How many choirs are there in this whole With One Voice program?
We have about 14 programs at the moment in Victoria, one in Sydney called With One Voice Sydney and one in Brisbane called With One Voice Brisbane. But since my TED talk, which is called How Singing Together Changes the Brain, we've had inquiries from all over Australia and indeed the rest of the world. And believe it or not, there's a lady called Maya de Jong, no relation to me, in Arnhem, Holland, which is my birthplace by coincidence, who has just set up 4 With One Voice programs using our model in Holland.
That's great. It's not just singing together, it's not just fulfilling wishes. What do you think the mix of these choirs creates for the choir members?
Diversity that they would never experience in their normal lives. I like to call it positive human collisions on a weekly basis, connecting with people who are different from you, who perhaps take you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but actually help you connect to and build understanding with people who are very different from yourself and build compassion and gratitude. Every week that I see Beth, she says to me, Tanya, I'm so happy and lucky to be here. And I think to myself, pinch, Tanya, I'm so lucky to be here. Mm. And I could be Beth and she could be me. It gives you a sense of perspective.
What's Sing for Spring then?
So Sing for Spring is a campaign that we've set up where 2 or more people from any family, team, workplace, club, school, get together, sing any song of their choice. It could be a nursery rhyme right through to a pop song, in any way that they like, video it, pop it up on YouTube, and then get their friends and networks to vote for them and donate to raise funds for disadvantaged people to actually be in the With One Voice program. So we would love to fund the participation of 400 disadvantaged people. It costs about $500 a year to fund a disadvantaged person, about $10 a week in our programs.
Let's hear one of the entries.
Oh, lovely.
I think this is from Yvette Hearn and her 4-year-old, and they're beatboxing. Here it is.
Hear me softly. Okay, hit it.
Go.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. So I came to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his finger. One time, time. Singing my life with his words. Time, 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 time. Killing me softly.
Oh, what a treat. This is the 4-year-old doing the beatboxing.
Isn't it cute?
Isn't it cute? So how many entries have you received and how do people enter?
We've had about 40 entries so far and people have to the end of September to enter their entry and then get people voting. And on the 4th of October, we're going to show some of the winning or, you know, fabulous, all different entries at Federation Square. And on the 12th of October, Ted Bailey, the former Premier of Victoria, will announce the winners at the Melbourne Town Hall at a huge With One Big Voice concert, we will have all our choirs singing together.
Fantastic.
And there's lots of categories. You know, there's best bloke sing, there's, you know, biggest sing, best foreign language sing. So people just go online to www.
It's all right. We'll give that that website on the Laugh Matters website, and people can enter with one voice, sing for spring. Tanya de Jong, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thanks so much, Natasha, and keep singing.
Yes.
It's good for you.
So enter for Sing for Spring, details on the Laugh Matters website. It sounds like a lot of fun. You might win. You never know. And Tanya de Jong there, she is the founder of Creativity Australia and creator of With One Voice, this series of choirs.